following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadHouseLive.com. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo. Bizarre. Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty, filthy rap. I'm trying to turn it out and be close.
Hey everybody.
Hoba Yuba Duba tonight, everybody. Thanks for listening. It's Madhouse Live. I need an echo effect. So when I say Madhouse Live, it's like, it's Madhouse Live. Or something like that. I gotta work on that. Somebody write that down. Somebody find something that'll make my voice do something like an echo on here. That'd be great. Yeah. So anyway, we're here tonight. I'm here tonight, at least. By myself in the studio. Athena's in the other room. And I'm here by myself tonight. But I'm doing a show nonetheless, and we'll see how things go. Hopefully things go better than they did last week, because last week wasn't that good, and I ended up ending the show early and shit. But here we are, nonetheless. Madhouse Radio. No Andy tonight. Andy is still on vacation, I suppose you could say, in Illinois, in Chicago. So he's not going to be on tonight. I believe he'll be calling in at some point. I actually have to turn on the toll-free line for him to do that. He's in the chat room and listening, so hopefully we'll have Andy on the air for a little bit soon, and we'll get an update on what's been up with him and everything like that. Other than that, you can reach me in the chat room. As I said before, the chat room does exist tonight. It is in service. And you can go to kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's kdkprankcalls.com. You can also go to pcuradio.com. PCU Radio as in Prank Call Underground. pcuradio.com. That is the homepage for where you're listening to me now. PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. Bah. Also, you can visit MadHouseLive.com, and the appropriate links are there. MadHouseLive.com is the homepage of the Madhouse, the show you're listening to right now. And we're on here every Thursday night, around 10 p.m. Eastern. By 10 p.m. Eastern, I'm starting, or something, you can hear and everything like that. So please do join the chat room. The chat room is up and active. KDK and Andy himself are in there, and we got the dad, and we got Earth Dog, and we got Poop, who's got finals tomorrow in science. Big whoop. Lonesome Losers in there, confirming numbers, confirming away. Thank you, Lonesome. Thank you very much. Very appreciated. The most underrated member of the PCU family here is Lonesome Loser, and he's very appreciated, but still underrated. Underappreciated. Zolar. Zolar joining the chat room. Zolar from Zolar.com. XYZolar.com, whatever the fuck it is. Anyway, I'm not gonna. Everybody else is appreciated. I'm sorry, like they say in the Grammys, I didn't have enough time to thank everybody, but you know who you are. Nunu, Papa Jack, whatever. Everybody who's in there, thank you for being in there. D-Loke, of course, and Clone Homegrown, a good regular of the PCU. And yeah. This is the time where I'm ready to light a cigar, and I can't because I don't have Andy to talk for a few minutes. In the meantime, I have to turn the toll-free line on is what I have to do. Now, if you want to reach me on a messaging platform, an instant messenger, we have plenty of options available for you. You can let me know that you're listening. You can let me know that the show sucks or is doing good or whatever it is you want to do. If you want to submit a number for me to prank call, you can do so as well by hitting me up on AOL Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. If you're using Yahoo, you can also reach me at Madhouse PCU Radio. Madhouse PCU Radio for Yahoo Instant Messenger users. And if you use an MSN Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. And the toll-free line will be up and available shortly. And there it is ringing anyway. Hopefully this is Andy. Hopefully it's not somebody else who just... Apparently it is.
Andy, you're on the air.
Okay.
And now he's off the air.
Apparently Andy doesn't understand that it makes that noise when the phone picks up every time. Andy's a little bit confused. Andy, I did pick up on you. Call back again. Sir. There he is again. Let's see if we can catch him before he hangs up this time.
Andy, you're on the air.
Wow.
What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, Carlito?
Not much. How you doing, man?
I'm fantastic.
Great.
I really appreciate the feedback and everything.
Good.
I'm not too smart.
How's
I'm having a great time in Chicago.
Are you visiting your family and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah? Eating a lot?
It appears so. My pants aren't fitting, so yeah.
Oh, really, man? You fell off the...
Yeah, I've been hanging out with the dead a lot. Having a good time.
The dead's showing you a good time, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just today, actually, he got mad at me, so he came and tried to do a drive-by at my house, but his power chair, his cord came out of the socket, so he just pulled up, just like a block down the street, and I think he sprayed a Polish kid.
He got another one of his own kind. He got another Polish kid.
Yeah, he's retarded.
Yeah, he is. That's what they say. So, what's the neighborhood that you're staying in now? It's a suburb of Chicago. A lot of Mexicans, or what kind of what would you classify it as?
It's still a majority white, but I guess it's slowly becoming Mexican and then Polish.
Mexican and Polish.
So that's what we deal with around here. But I love Mexicans because you can get a burrito here for $4.
It's oh, nice!
Fantastic.
There you go.
Yeah, they're some of the best burritos in the continental 48.
Okay, well that's good. It's got its advantages.
The burritos
right there.
Are really good, and you get a plate of rice and a burrito, and that's the hot shit right there.
Yeah,
you can't beat that.
That's not bad at all. They got carnitas.
Yeah, I had carnitas. Well, I had a pork burrito, and it wasn't, the same thing, so I was upset about that, but it was still good, but it was, little chunks of pork, and I wanted, big chunks of pork.
Okay, yeah. It does make a difference. So, you're coming back, you'll be back on Tuesday, you're going to be on the next show, probably?
Yeah, I'll probably be there next Thursday, and then I'm probably going to leave again, so, it'll be a one-shot guest appearance, then I'll be gone for, a month.
Wow. And then it'll be off and on after that, probably, right? You'll be here.
Yeah, because I went to, I was going to go to school up here, but then before I went, I had my Nana. She took me over to where the school was. It was in Cracktown, and it wasn't a very good neighborhood. So, and then the hotel was pretty shitty, too. So I decided not to go.
Good idea. I think you heard.
My prerogative.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. You're going to go somewhere closer to town now, or?
Yeah, that's probably what's going to end up either in Charlotte or I think Nashville.
Nashville.
I can't remember which.
Well, if it's Nashville, then...
Yeah, I'm right now I'm working on that, and then, I'll keep everybody... I know everybody wants to know what I'm up to.
Oh, yeah.
Over my dynamic personality.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody's all worried about what's going on. Everybody's very concerned. Very, very concerned. Well, it's good to hear everything's working out up there. I mean, at least you get to spend some time with your family and shit, and that's good.
So you didn't have a good show last week, huh? You see how important I am?
You are. You're very important. I don't know what we're going to do. You're going to be there for a week, and you're leaving
again.
This
is the only positive thing I've ever heard about. I was hoping all week. I was like, I hope Carlito has a shitty show so I can feel good about myself.
Oh, God. There. Rest assured you can feel good about yourself because the last week was probably the second worst show I've ever had was the show last week.
Wow. What was the worst one? When we had the white rappers on?
Yeah, we had the white rappers on. It was definitely the worst show of all time.
Those guys are the greatest.
It's been erased from the archives. It doesn't even... You can't find a copy of that anywhere, I don't think. That's a very rare item. Maybe someone out there ripped it and has one copy of it.
The white rapper show?
Yeah, the white rapper show.
Oh, when those guys blow up and they tour with ICP and shit, that'll be a collector's item.
ICP. ICP and Onyx.
They'll open for ICP, and then after them will come on Bubba Sparks.
Yeah, and Kid Rock.
Yeah.
And Ja Rule headlined the whole thing.
That'd be the craziest show ever.
Yeah. Well, awesome, man.
If I go to that, I'll go with the dead, so we can go up in the retard section up in the front.
That's right. You get the handicap section, and you'll be his caretaker.
One thing I've noticed about being up north is everybody up here has real bad skin.
Well, yeah. Is it raining? What's the weather like up there?
It's not too bad. It's been drizzling and shit. But everyone up here, they don't get much sunlight or anything. Like, I was walking down the street, and people were coming up and just rubbing the side of my face, and they're like, oh, so your face is like porcelain. I loved it. You know, I'm not zitty, and everybody around here is like pockmarked.
Really?
I'm a big fat god up here.
Yeah, plus you've been tanning, too.
Yeah, I'm a big fat leathery god.
Yeah, that's good, man. You got that going
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, like, and then up here, like, you know, the one good thing about it is there's a lot of, like, yellow and light brown tail that you just don't see in Florida. Like, there's a lot of, like, hot, like, Asians, like,
okay.
Chinese and Japanese, and then there's, like, really hot Indian girls. Like,
all right.
You know, I'm starting to appreciate it. You know, except for the, they got, like, kind of big noses, and they got, like, they all got raccoon eyes. But other than that, some of them are real hot.
Big noses? I didn't know Asians have big noses.
Yeah, Indians have big noses. You know, the Indians for the...
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Not the...
Okay, not the other one.
Yeah,
okay.
We gotta make a distinction out for Indians.
My favorite thing for Indians is like... Woo-doo-doo! That's what it is right there. That was probably
yeah,
a lot, but
yeah. You know, they do a rain dance, and then they thump on their face, and
there
they shoot a bow and arrow at you.
And they put a dot in their head. Oh, that's the other one.
And
right.
They make you put a quarter in a machine.
Like a quarter machine? I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, you know what else I did? I went to an Indian casino.
Oh, yeah?
And that pissed me off, too, because, you know, it used to be they had, like, the Indians, they were, like, the managers, and they had white people working there.
Right.
But now all the white people are gone, and they replaced it with machines.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, so that's the, that was the red man's revenge, because there used to be a lot of, like, white trash alcoholics, and, you know, and then you would go play poker, and then you would have a nice, like, white trash guy to be your dealer, and now it's like a machine.
Well, how does a machine do that? Is this a machine that deals the cards and everything? I don't know.
It's like a robot with like a headdress on.
Oh, Jesus God. Oh.
It's a tomahawk. No, it's like you don't, they don't have, they don't really have like a, dealers anymore. Like the roulette table, all that stuff is all automatic. It's all got like, you know, computer screens and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good.
And it's quiet.
That's
only people
good.
There are people who bring you drinks so you can get drunk.
That's awesome.
Fire water.
And it's free, fire water, and it's free if, as long as you're playing. As long as you're playing, it's free. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, it won't be long before those people lose their jobs, too.
Yeah. It's all going to get outsourced.
Like a, one of those robotic dogs will walk around with a drink tray on it.
Or one of those Asimo-looking Honda, the one robot that Honda makes, Asimo?
Asimo, yes.
Yeah, yes. Yes, and you went to a Cubs game, I understand, too, huh?
Yeah, I went to a Cubs game last night.
How bad did they lose?
They lost by one.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. See, that's a good thing. You're probably a good omen.
I think their record with me in attendance is like 1-12 or something like that.
That's horrible.
And the one game I saw them win was in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm bad luck.
Wow. So even...
Hey, man,
so yeah, Wrigley...
Beer cost there, it's... You get a beer, it's a 16-ounce beer, $5.75, dude.
$5.75 for a 16-ounce beer.
Yeah, and then they're walking around with the Budweiser. Like, I don't drink that St. Louis shit.
Okay.
I don't support St. Louis at all. It's garbage.
Well, that's some shit. So that's all you can get there is all Budweiser? You can't get, like, a Heineken?
Well, yeah, Budweiser, or you can get Old Style.
Old Style?
But I never had that before, and it sounds kind of scary. So.
What the hell's Old Style?
It's like a, I think it's a local brew.
It's a local microbrew of Chicago, only in Chicago.
It's not a micro, it's like local, it's like the local equivalent to like Old English, I think.
Oh, right. You sell that at the Wrigley Field? That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so then you go there, and I used to like remember the girls at Wrigley being real hot, but, you know, it was mostly like, you know, there'd be like one out of, you see 20 girls, and one would be cute. Like, the ratio is way better in Florida.
Nice. Oh, good, we got that.
And like the ones, you know, they're either fat or they're real skinny, because there's no in between.
No in between.
Yeah, and then you know everyone there's they all got like, you know, big pock marks and craters on their face.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to squeeze their zits.
Yeah. Well, Randy Dandy's making fun of the fact that the Cubs always lose. Who's he a fan of? Isn't he a fan of the Cardinals?
Yeah, he's probably a fag.
Yeah. You know him. He always talks shit about the Cubs. He's the Cardinals fan.
Character. That's why I have more character than anyone knows.
Exactly.
Because I'm a Cub fan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it does. All right, man. So you're going to be back with us next week. At least we know that, right?
Next Thursday will be my triumphant return. You should probably get some kind of great music to make, you know, for like, you know, maybe like the Space Odyssey, something like that. And
right.
Walk in and say hello.
Okay. Good deal.
Plan accordingly.
All right, we will. Yeah, have a good flight back and shit, and let me know if you need a ride or something. You said you're good, but no matter what,
yeah,
I'm at your disposal.
Hey, good luck with the show, and give the Dunkin' Donuts guy a call, because
yeah.
We miss him.
Oh, yeah, we got his number, actually. Lonesome sent it to me already. We'll give him a call.
All right.
All right, man. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's Andy, everybody. Andy, co-host of the show, just called him. Good for Andy. So he's having a good old time. I wish I could visit family. I'd have to go to Puerto Rico for that, probably. It's the only family I've got. They're all in Puerto Rico. So I'd have to go over there in order to hang out with them. But I digress. We'll continue with the show. There's like an echo here tonight, man. Sorry, everybody, if you're hearing an echo, I apologize. Let me know in the chat room if that's so. And Andy's line is now open. If you want to call in, you want to call us, call me. I'm used to saying us. You want to call me at 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here is 1-888-278-8509. That's where Nunu is saying that someone needs to look at the DNAS log file. It contains the answer. If the YP messages say the server is banned, then it's banned. Whatever you're saying. I think they're trying to work on the Shoutcast problem. We're not showing up on the Shoutcast stream. And because of that, since we're not showing up in the Shoutcast, Shoutcast searches, I mean, on Shoutcast.com and via the WinApp Media Library, since we're not showing up, we've had a loss of listeners, apparently. At least that's what my theory is for our significant drop in listeners, let's call it. So hopefully one day we can get that back. Now, I don't understand, because I have a stream that I run on my own and it comes up just fine, but whatever. So anyway, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. And a quick shout-out to Mr. Sean Ward. Sean Ward is in the chat room. A rare appearance by the one, the only, Sean Ward.
Good evening. Who's doing it?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Who am I speaking with?
We're in the international Skype line, bringing the world together through Skype.
Okay, Tuck, what's up? Now, let me understand.
Hey, man, what's going on?
So this is Tuck. What's up, Tuck?
I got Tuck and the dead, I think, is dialed. I don't know where he is, but he passed out. But somehow he dialed your number.
Dead.
And we got this guy from England. And then we got Candy from the China.
China.
And I'm, of course, in Tennessee, and the dad is in Illinois,
well,
Chicago. And
Chicago, yeah.
Hey, you're in Orlando.
Hey, imagine that. Thanks for giving it up. So, now that you got a China. Where's the China Chinese person from exactly? What province?
Ask her.
I'm asking her. Lady?
Yeah.
What province in China are you from?
Canton, you know?
Canton, yeah. Nice.
Is
that the north or the south?
Yeah, south.
South. Do you understand Mandarin Chinese?
Of course.
What's the major? Which one is the biggest in China? Cantonese or Mandarin? What's the biggest one?
Maybe Mandarin.
Mandarin.
Yeah.
Mandarin is more
important.
Yeah,
maybe everybody knows the Mandarin, but not all of them know the Cantonese.
Okay. All right. So the people in charge speak Mandarin, you'd say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Not bad. So what are your thoughts on Tiananmen Square?
What?
What are your thoughts on Tiananmen Square?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? What?
You have been there?
No, I'm never, not yet. I plan to go there one day, but I have a thing about visiting communist countries. But what are your thoughts about what happened in Tiananmen Square in 1989, 88, 90? When was it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about it, probably. You're,
They can't talk about that shit, man.
Isn't that crazy? They can't talk about stuff.
They get their phones monitored, man. They can talk about it. They don't know what's going on.
That's something.
They get like nothing happened.
What about Taiwan? How do you feel about? Do you think you should own Taiwan? All right. Well, the UK guy. How you doing?
Apparently, the same thing. Apparently, there's a lot of talk about it.
Apparently, she's probably being taken away by the guards right now. But
right.
But hey, thank you for listening from China.
Gandhi is still there.
I think we lost her.
Gandhi.
I'm back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, now she comes back.
Okay,
I don't know who is talking.
They checked your papers and everything.
This is Carlito from Orlando, Florida.
Right, from the embassy. Anyway.
Alright,
so UK guy, where exactly are you from in the UK? Were you from Edmonton or something?
I'm from Scotland, Forest in Scotland, near Inverness, if you know.
Okay, so you're from Scotland.
Forest.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay.
Can't hear you at all.
Well, that's great. And you learned about us how? Through Skype or through what?
No, it's like...
Yeah, this is all connected through Skype somehow, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So be sure to tell a few friends. We have a lot of people from over there, and we have one guy from Scotland. I think we got two people from England who listen regularly, so be sure to spread the word. People like us. How do you feel about the World Cup? How's it working out so far for you?
Oh, it's all good. Like, I mean, as long as English I'm doing, we're okay.
Okay. So you're actually supporting the English team?
As long as they don't win, we are okay. Anyone else except England.
Okay, well, good. Good for you. It's good to see that amnesty there between you people up there. You know, you have your differences, but at least you're coming together for a good cause, right?
But the U.S. is good either. You get your ass kicked by the Czech Republic.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, you know. We call it soccer here. We don't worry about that, man. It's okay. We don't take it that seriously yet. Not yet. We're taking it every 4 years. It gets a little more serious, and then, you know, one day I think maybe we'll take it as seriously as you guys do, but not yet.
Bush thing back again or what?
I don't know what you're saying. The phone's breaking up a lot.
You're breaking up really, really badly, dude.
Something about Bush. And yeah, Bush is an asshole. I agree. That's probably what he's saying. So, Tuck, how's the prognosis? What's the prognosis to you, Tuck, on you getting your computer fixed up back on the internet?
Basically, last time I talked to you, it was about taking the new iMac to Memphis, and that's pretty much still the go. So I have to, get that or taken care of. I gotta do a thing and then make an appointment and go down there, and it's gonna take like a day or two and all those bullshit. And I've just been doing art and working and doing stuff and actually being productive without a computer. It's awesome.
Yeah, well,
I'm actually getting stuff done.
Yeah, you're not as distracted now, for sure, probably.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I gotta check my MySpace, see what happened the next hour after the hour before last time I checked it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about that anymore. It's awesome. It's freedom, man.
Freedom, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And
it's freedom.
You know what? I've seriously thought about maybe taking a trip with Athena and just, like, leaving everything behind, leaving the cell phone behind, everything, and just going away.
Take a sabbatical from it all.
Take a sabbatical for it all, even for just, like, a day or two. That'd be nice. It's a good feeling,
yeah,
you know?
Just cleanse your soul for, like, a couple of days, man, and come back, and you'd be amazed how refreshed you are and, like, the new insights you will gain from that experience.
When you go on a cruise, it's like that. When you go on a cruise, you don't have anything. All you have is you still have TV. You get a few channels on the on the old satellite TV on a cruise on the boat. They give you, you know, one NBC, one ABC, one CBS station.
That's
you know what
all
I mean?
You need.
Yes,
that's
and,
all you
and,
need.
Yeah, even still.
CBS,
you know,
and a couple of networks, and that's all you need.
Yeah, you know, there's
it's
no
like
internet
growing up here in the 70s.
There's internet out there on the boat, but it's like probably like $5 a minute. It's really expensive. It's something really insane.
Yeah.
And you have no phone, you have no cell phone, working out in the ocean, it's great. It's a good feeling.
Very good.
I have
feeling.
To check my email up at Kinko's and I pay out a nose just to do that. It's crazy.
That's sad. It's unfortunate, man. Well, hey, hopefully one day we'll get this all straightened out. You'll be back in working order.
Yeah, we will. We'll get it all back. I'll be all, and they're not going to look into getting the satellite hooked up, and I'll get like, it'll be all good and everything, and I'll be like, set up and stream and get the Skype and the gizmo going, and it'll be good.
Hopefully the damn day comes when, you know, satellite internet or just like wide, what do they call it, wide area network, WAN, whatever, not wide, it's something called, whenever broadband is available, you know, really, you know, pretty much anywhere you can get a satellite phone to work. When that date, maybe like 20 years from now, 10, 15 years, you never know. Maybe hopefully it'll come soon.
Maybe more like 5. I'm thinking it'll be more like 5.
Well,
they're saying it is.
Because I'd definitely buy a laptop.
Say 8.
Yeah.
By the time we get it in.
Yeah, if I could go anywhere I want and use my laptop and connect to the internet just to check my email, it'd be awesome. And not to worry about connecting to a wireless network and this and that.
That's how it's in Europe. You just fucking take your laptop. All CDs are wireless anyway. You just fucking open your laptop. That's it.
That's awesome.
Some cities, they charge you. Usually it's for free. Like, depends where you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the citizen of this city, you get it for free. If you're a tourist, you have to pay.
No, here in Orlando, they offer it free for about a 5-block radius. You can get it for free by the city in downtown. That's about all you can get. I mean, it's a small city, too. I don't know how it works in other cities. Yeah, I'm from a small city.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Know much.
Yeah. But, I mean, they have Wi-Fi's at 5-mile radius.
Oh,
Wi-Fi signal.
That's good.
Five mile radius is like, it's like 8 kilometers or something.
I don't get the kilometer. How many kilometers in a mile?
It's a five mile. It's a 1.6 about.
All right.
1.6 kilometers is a mile, pretty much.
All right. Well, good. Well, hey, this has been a great call. Tuck, thank you for bringing this to us. Thank you again. Our representative.
The dead is with us somewhere, but I don't know where the hell
where
he
is.
He's the one who actually dialed your number.
Is he okay?
We just went somewhere here in the Skype, and he dialed your number, and boom, you know, there you are.
Did he pass out?
And I don't know where the hell he is. His mom's been over here talking Russian and all kinds of shit to people.
On
and off all night long.
Okay. I'd like to thank the lady from the People's Republic of China. Thank you very much if you're there.
Candy, you're still there. Candy.
Candy.
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm going to go to back school.
Okay.
See you guys later, okay?
She's falling asleep
Thank you.
On this, yeah.
Thank
okay,
you.
See you later.
Bye, lady.
See you. Bye.
All right. Konnichiwa, or whatever you say. That's Japanese. I don't know Chinese.
Oh, hey, Carly, I sent a call to your email the other day. I don't know if you got it or not.
Hey, I got the email. I never downloaded it. I'll download it now, and I'll play it for everybody. How's that sound?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Dadad, if you're there, thank you for
calling me.
Dadad, if you're there, thank you, man. Later. All right, Tuck. We'll catch you later. And
all right, man.
All right, and guy from England, thank you.
Okay, love.
All right, much love. Thank you, sir. Bye, everybody. Right. And that was Multiple People, brought to you by Dadad, hosted by Tuck. From all over the world, that's awesome. How super is that? I need to get an international phone card because I really enjoyed it when we were calling Australia and Britain on this show, and we haven't done it for a while. Sean Warren in the chat room says, I got to hear my shout out because I had to run back in the house for a minute. Well, that's awesome. Good for you. You got your shit in order. Earthdog says he put an old Chinese man next to call on MySpace, next to Michael. Oh, he put an old Chinese man next to Sean Ward's call on the MySpace. That's funny. I had to look at that picture. Oh, yeah. The MySpace page, by the way, for PCU is myspace.com/PCU Radio. Again, that's myspace.com/PCU Radio. The toll-free line is now open. If you want to call and be on the air, you can dial 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here is 1-888-278-8509. Be tuned. Be call and be tuned. And I invite you all to call in. So, yeah, hopefully we get this whole shoutcast thing worked out soon. No, not to be a pest, but man, I mean,
It really let me just explain how important the shoutcast listing is. If you guys remember those PCU regulars here, when we had the whole split last year between Ted and KDK with the original PCU network, and again taken over by Ted, not taken over, but yeah, they decided to part ways, and in that case, the old PCU stream was retained by Ted to make his P unit, prank unit radio, which eventually died and failed, and KDK got his own independent stream, and it started off with maybe as many listeners as we get now, and it started growing and growing, thanks in part to new people finding the stream, thanks to the Shoutcast listing on shoutcast.com and the search results, I believe at least. That's how people continuously find the show, new people, unless they get it by word of mouth by someone who's already listening. So, to me, it's an important thing, but I can't control things like this, and hopefully we get this worked out. I will do anything I can to work it out.
Jesus God, you're on the air.
Am I?
Yes, you are. What's up, Sean?
That's good to know.
Yes, it is. How you doing, Sean?
Fantastic.
It's great.
Thumbs up all the way.
Yeah, thumbs up all around. I got three thumbs up here for you, Sean.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, you know what that means.
So what's going down?
It's just me here by myself, you know, just talking some shit.
Yeah.
Seeing what's up. How you been? How's everything over there in Canada?
it's fantastic. It's rolling. Tomorrow I've got a gig playing live in the studio at Toronto's New Rock radio station.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Which is going to be very funny, being that I'm a rap act.
What a coincidence. I'll be in Toronto tomorrow.
Oh, will you?
Yeah. I
won't
be
in. Come by the Edge 102 studios and catch the show tomorrow at 9 p.m.
So that's a rock station, but you're going to be doing rap on there?
That's right.
That's awesome. It's going to really go well, Sean. I'm sorry. That kind of crowd, normally, I don't know. Maybe you know what you're doing. I'm sure you do.
Well, the crowd that's going to be there in the studio is going to be my crowd, so
okay,
we're going to blow their minds.
That's all that matters.
But my rap music is very rock-tinged, so, you know, it works.
So, Sean, terrorists in Toronto, tell me about it.
Well, yeah, you see, I was talking to these guys, and they promised they wouldn't, and then they were going to, but then they didn't get to, which is good, and really that's all there is to say about it. No, in all seriousness, I don't know nothing about it. I heard that they busted a terrorist cell, and I heard through the grapevine that had happened, and that's the most that I know about it.
All right, so you're not that concerned about it is what you're trying to say, right?
I am not at all concerned about it.
Okay, because over here they have you think everybody in Toronto and Canada is all freaked out about it. It's like another pseudo 9/11. It's not really that. It's just,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
So
we
that's
look,
because that's how your media needs to sell it.
Yeah, exactly. I was about
they want to get done.
Yeah, I was about to say, our media just loves a story like that. They'll run with it, baby.
Well, yeah, the Canadians, I mean, we're very different people, you know, we're very much just like, you know, what, am I gonna fucking have my life disrupted because, you know, this other thing that's beyond my control may or may not happen, like, fuck.
Yeah, that's right.
If that's my destiny to go that way, then fuck it, what am I gonna do about it?
Yeah, that's right, you can't let the terrorists win. That's what they
that's
want.
Right.
That's what they would say down here, at least. Yeah, man.
All
right.
I noticed all these movies that are starting to come out to try to paint a different picture of what's going on over there.
What do you mean? Like what? There's
a movie coming out called The War Tapes, and it's like a documentary that was like taped on digital camera, like by soldiers in Iraq.
Okay.
Really?
And there's this other movie coming out called Road to Guantanamo that's about these two British dudes that were mistaken for terrorists and were thrown in Guantanamo Bay prison.
I heard about the story. I heard.
You also have Al Gore's documentary that's out right now, the Inconvenient Truth movie, which isn't quite specifically about that, but it's still sort of, you know, it's very politically minded.
Mm-hmm.
It's going.
Yeah, Athena. Hey, Athena, what, are you reading the same book of the same title? Are you even awake? What's Al Gore's book that you're reading right now that we were looking at the other day? An Inconvenient Truth. Yeah, Athena's been reading the book, actually. She got it. She picked it up a few weeks ago.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. And then there's a movie right now some friends of mine have seen, and they said it's very chilling.
Really? That's good. That's good. I'll check that out. Yeah.
Well, you'd better, or else.
Or else I'll suffer the consequences. You know what? Your Sean Ward Electric Comics freak out button that you gave me for the convention?
Yeah.
It went through the wash, and I was concerned, and I'm looking at it now, and it's just fine. A little tinge of rust on the sides, but other than that, it made it through just fine. It's a very well-made button.
Oh, good. I'll pass that along to my button maker that they're very that they're doing a great job.
Yeah, let them know when people buy them from you. Let them know that these have been through the wash and tested and everything, and they come out just fine. They take abuse, man.
I will. I will. Maybe I'll get you to record a testimonial.
Yeah. Yeah, you have your website on here in really small print on the side. That's hilarious. I never saw that before.
Oh, shit.
SeanWard.net. It's right there on the
side. That's me.
Yeah, that's...
And, you know, all you people listening on PCU right now, you can listen. You can go to that website, SeanWard.net.
SeanWard.net. SeanWard.net.
That's right.
Be sure to go there.
You can even go to the MySpace, MySpace.com/SeanWard.
Sean Ward. And that's
that's how we do it.
That's S-H... No, sorry. S-E-A.
That ain't no goddamn S-A-P. You were fucking with me.
That's S-C-A-N Ward, W-A-R-D, .net.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if you do your first initial and your last name, it almost looks like it says Sword.
Yeah, in fact, that's why I used to say, when I was a teenager and I wanted to be a movie director, I always said that my production company was going to be called Sword Films.
Cool. Awesome Sword Films.
And that was why, because S. Ward, you know, yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. So what's up with Jen? Is that your lady friend, or is that just a friend?
No, Jen is my roommate.
Oh, she's your roommate.
Yeah, right. She occupies the room at the front of the house, and I occupy the room at the back of the house.
Okay, don't you have a really small place, I thought, from our conversations?
What's that?
Don't you have a really small place that you live in?
Oh, no, I moved, like, to like, the beginning of last month.
Oh, hell, I had no idea.
May the 1st, we moved in here.
Oh, wow. Look at you moving on
up. And now we have a pretty big two-bedroom apartment with very, very high ceilings.
Wow, penthouse. Well, that's great. Awesome.
Penthouse on the first floor. You got it.
Yeah. You know, I had the best time listening to your show. We were on the road, Athena and I, driving on the way back to Orlando. We were in a hotel, and we hooked up the laptop, and we heard you talking to George Takei, and it was funny as hell, man. It was a great night.
Oh, I didn't really talk to him for too long. I actually felt bad that I didn't have something better planned out, because I think I only talked to him for a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was awesome nonetheless, man.
Well, you tell me it was good, then it was good.
It was.
I'm glad you enjoyed
it. And I'm good at gauging this stuff. Hey, you want to do a prank call now, speaking of which, all that I have you on here? Or you?
I'm always ready to do a prank call.
Right on. Let me throw some topics at you. I've got David Herman's Electric. I also have Dunkin' Donuts, which you called that night also. It's a crazy Arab motherfucker. As they call him, he likes to yell. Pinocchio Pan and Pizza. I can keep going on here. Mafia Mike's Pizza.
Let's call the pizza one, the Pinocchio Pizza.
Pinocchio Pan Pizza. No, Pinocchio Pan.
Yeah, let's
and
call
pizza.
It.
Okay, let's do that. All right, and that's in New Jersey, if you care to know.
Oh, I would. But yeah, that's good to know.
Garwood, New Jersey, and this is a foreign guy who answered about 30 minutes ago. So let's do it. We'll be right back, everybody, with Sean
All
Ward.
Right.
From the from SeanWard.net, and the next first prank call of the night. One moment.
New sound, the Grand Jordan. Athens, Jordan. Yeah, that the Mudcat, Jordan.
Hello, Pinocchio.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'd like to place an order, please.
I'm sorry,
for Pinocchio
Pizza.
Oh, what do you mean? Well, how?
Yeah, we close.
Why?
Yeah. Because that's that time that we close.
Well, listen, you're still there, right? Whatever
sure,
it take, I got money, I can pay it.
Yeah, I know about
sir?
That. Sir?
Well, let me ask you one question here. You still got them damn puppets in the back making the food?
What puppets? I don't know. Maybe they are back there, I don't know.
They're a little wooden, they're a little stiff in the demeanor.
Oh.
But not you. You wear your heart on your sleeve. You wear your emotions freely. Right?
Yeah. Call before and later.
So listen, what time can I come in to pick up my pizza?
Tomorrow.
No, today.
11. Today's closed.
Today's not. It's not even 11 yet.
Okay, but we closed an hour ago.
You just said you closed at 11.
Oh, in the week then. Weekdays, Friday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I gotta go. Bye-bye.
What's wrong with you?
Want to ask that guy.
Who's speaking?
Sir?
Who's speaking?
This is Carl.
Paul?
Carl.
Carl?
Yes, my name is Carl.
Okay.
Yes.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Sir, I'm talking to you.
What'd you ask for my client's name for? Hello, sir.
Okay, I close. I'm
We're with the firmness of Lillian Taylor, sir.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Sir?
Oh, that's all we had to say. Yeah, man. I got to transfer that file to you, man. That's your show from when you were over here. I've got
what?
That. I've got the file from the show that you did here on that Sunday night before you flew out, before you missed
yeah.
your flight.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
That's your call. That's your show. I'm saying I got a copy of it if you want it.
Please enter.
Cool. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. All right. Let me call Tarzan Jones.
What file is it?
Hang on. Do you want to hold on while I do a prank call real quick?
Please enter the number you wish
it's
to call.
It's probably too late. Okay, this is Tarzan Jump.
Am I talking or are you talking?
I'll talk. But jump in if you want. Haha, jump. Get it. Tarzan Jump. Any second now.
Rudy!
That's Bill Cosby. Alright, hang on. Okay,
Theo, you see.
That's a good Bill Cosby. I used to do this the perfect Bill Cosby, and I lost it. I went through puberty.
Did
and
you watch the House of Cosby's cartoons?
Yeah. No, I do a good Fat Albert still, imagine that. But I used to do a good Bill Cosby until, like, maybe 5 years ago I lost it. I forgot how to do it, and I can never do it again. And I've tried. Yeah. And I got to watch some Cosby.
I don't actually do Bill Cosby. I just do the House of Cosby cartoon. Theo.
Oh, really? Theo. There was a Cosby cartoon, like the Cosby Show cartoon?
No, there's a cartoon some guy on the internet made, and it's called House of Cosbys.
Oh, okay.
You never heard of it?
No, never heard of it. Should I have?
Okay, well, here's the deal. This dude, he made 4 episodes of it before Bill Cosby's lawyers threatened to sue him.
Okay.
And the premise of the show was that this guy who's a big Bill Cosby fan found one of Bill Cosby's hairs, and so he built a cloning machine so he could clone and have his own Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
But he couldn't stop at one, so he kept cloning them. And every 10th one had superpowers, and then every 100th one was evil. And so it's just this big house full of all these Cosby clones, hence House of Cosbys.
Oh, okay, I get it. Man,
and so there's only 4 episodes, because by the time he got that far into it, they threatened to sue him.
You know, Bill Cosby, he's always suing people left and right and talking up a mess. You know,
he's really litigious.
He really lost his sense of humor about stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, he's got a really short fuse when it comes to black people and people using his stuff. I don't know. I don't understand what the guy's problem is. He's angry, apparently.
Well, I wonder how much of it is him and how much of it is his handlers and his lawyers going, hey, Bill, come on, let me write to this guy. Come on, Bill, you don't want that guy saying that. Come on, Bill, be a pal.
Yeah, he's old as sin. Mm-hmm. He's going to be in his 70s now or something like that. I really don't think he found that on his own. I'm not sure it was a handler or something like that.
Somebody like Bill Cosby, I mean, they've got people. Like, you got to think about it. Like, the lawyers, just to write that letter is probably a few $1,000s. You know, it took them probably an hour to draft the letter and send it. So that's like a few $1,000s for an hour's work. So he's probably got these lawyers who are just like, got Bill Cosby and a couple of other big clients like that, and they just spend all day looking for who to write letters to and who to sue and shit like that, because that's how they eat.
That's how they get paid, by Bill Cosby. Yeah, they probably just come up and say, hey, by the way, I noticed this guy is doing this thing on the internet. Oh, you got to go down there and tell him no, and whatever. And
Bill might not even know about it. It's entirely reasonable that Bill might not even know nothing about it. It's just these fucking lawyers that just, like, you know, do what they do and send him a bill every 6 months or something.
It's probably Felicia Rashad.
That's a good job, eh? We should do that. We should be entertainment lawyers.
Hey, we should. Hell yeah. You know, I met an entertainment lawyer once in a traffic school. He was a pretty cool guy. No, he was like, I'm an entertainment lawyer. Like, what does that mean? He's like, well, I represent musicians and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, that's kind of cool, man. Good for you. He was an interesting guy.
And then you kicked him in the balls, right?
Yeah, he was an old guy, too, and he kept hitting on all the women in the class. And then we all went to lunch. We all did dinner together, and he was, like, flirting with the waitresses. He was, like, some kind of rich old guy or something, old lawyer.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he was such a cheapskate.
Last night I was playing a show in Kitchener, which is sort of like one of the smaller cities that's kind of an hour and a half out of Toronto,
yeah.
And we were playing a show out there, and I've got my roommate Jenica singing backup vocals for me in the Sean Ward act, the rap act now.
What?
Got a DJ too, but he couldn't come to this show.
Oh.
So Jenica's at the show, you know, she dresses because she's going to be on stage, so she's dressing for the stage. She's got this tiny little skirt on and these white leg warmers, and there's this Scottish dude that's got to be 50, He keeps every 20 minutes he's coming over to her. You're looking so sexy in your white socks.
In your white socks?
And then he'd go drink some more, and then he'd come compliment her on her white socks again.
He must have liked white socks.
I guess.
I like a nice naked leg and foot myself, Sean.
Well, she had a leg warmer on. It wasn't a full sock.
Oh, okay. I understand, but I like the look of a naked foot. You know?
Me too. I love it all.
Ah, you heard it here first. Sean Ward has a foot fetish, everybody. Breaking news. Breaking news, everybody. I got it on tape. All right, Sean.
I was just agreeing with you for the sake of being agreeable.
Well, thanks.
What have I walked into here?
Nothing at all. We're not going to incriminate you. We only think high things of you. SeanWard.net, everybody. Sean, what's going on exactly with you right now? Are you doing the TV thing? Are you doing the music thing? How are things working out?
Well, it's going a lot of different ways. I've got the deal, as you know. This is all on the DL, so this is, I can speak with this with the PCU people, but can't really go beyond that. We've got the deal. We're working on the pilot for the TV show, and on the music end of things, I'm just writing new material, performing it, getting the stage lineup set, and so that can, you know, so we can look at getting a record out in like 8 to 12 months.
Awesome.
And that's where it's all at. And then another comic book will come out probably in the fall, and that one will be full color. And there's lots and lots of things, fun things going on. Like Ed Night Party promoted me to floor director, so you know, that's kind of nice, as I'm floor directing the number one late night show in this country.
That's awesome.
And just all kinds of crazy shit going on.
That's awesome, man. Very, very good for you. And that's good experience, because, you know, they say you can't really go to school to get your foot in the door as far as the entertainment industry is and TV and stuff like that. You actually just
gotta go out there and make yourself likable and make people remember you.
Exactly. Very well said, Sean. Very well. And it's always an honor having you on. Thank you very much for entertaining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
All right, keep me posted when your new comic
book
comes out.
I'll let you move along with the show, and I'll be listening and do some more funny calls.
We'll do that shit. All right, man. We'll catch you later.
We'll be talking, man. Take care, brother.
All right, peace out, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye. SeanWard.net, everybody. SeanWard.net. SeanWard.net, home of Sean Ward. Check out his comic book. And he gives it high ratings. I have it right here next to me, somewhere. I thought I had it next to me. Yeah, here it is. The Sean Ward Electric Comics Freakout. I have two copies autographed. So be sure to check that out. Sean says to my main homie Carlito, with many thanks for making Florida the shit. Keep on rocking and rolling. /SW. And it says it right there. Okay, let's go to the chat room real quick and see what's going on. Let me play some music first. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. Beautiful crowd, and there's 46 of you lending your ears to me, and I thank you very much. 46 of you total, 41 on PCU Radio, and 5 people on Madhouse Radio. Excellent. Earth Dog brings up to Sean Ward, plug PCU on the rock station. He says, yeah, for sure. We'll see if that happens. A shout-out to Jube. Jube, welcome to the chat room. I see he's just joined in. Welcome, Jube. Welcome to everybody who's tuning in to us for the first time tonight. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Be sure to visit the chat room. Be sure to message me on Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Turning my head towards that. Let's see what I have. What do I have here? Smoothstone asks, how do I browse stations through Winamp? You go to your media library, and then you go down to something. I don't know. Online services. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. You're listening to me. You don't need to browse anything until tomorrow. I'll tell you tomorrow. Poop in the chat room has sent me a bunch of numbers, and he's begging me to call somebody. I guess we can call one of his numbers. He sent me Jose Ayala, who apparently is a fat Puerto Rican guy who moved here from Puerto Rico in 94, just like me. We also have Cut Rate Liquors and Grocers in Chicago, Illinois, where a crazy black woman answered. We also have a number supposedly from the new Black Panther Party in Houston, Texas. We have an Arthur Seas in New Jersey. And we have Chong Chink, who apparently has been called plenty of times on here in PCU. Do we really want to go there, guys? I think not. We got an Islamic center and mosque. That's very PC. We have the Clay Oven Indian Restaurant. We have gay male escorts. Jesus Christ, this guy.
Jolly Pirate Donuts, a lesbian world, Andre's Cuban and Puerto Rican restaurant in California. What the fuck? No Puerto Ricans in California. And blah, blah, blah. I won't subject you guys anymore to this. Anyway, he gives me a number to some place in New Jersey where a guy with a turban always works there. He is a fucking dothead. His words, not mine. His words, not mine. And again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Plenty of numbers from Lonesome Loser also here for us to get to. A Different World 2, where a black woman answered. A Different World, one of the shows that was created by Bill Cosby, PhD, whatever he is himself. He's a horse's ass. I just like people like Bill Cosby. Honestly, I do. He's just always... Oh, shut up. Just shut up, Bill Cosby. Shut your fucking mouth up, you moron. People like him just piss me off. David He-Man's Electric. Okay. Hustler Casino. Been a while since we called Hustler Casino. It'll be the first time we call Hustler Casino. What the hell am I talking about? Okay, well, let's call Hustler Casino. Now, you know what? Before that, we'll call one of Poop's number just to entertain him. I'm sure it won't be too good, but we'll try it. We'll call the Cut Rate Liquors in Chicago, Illinois. We're right back after this, everybody.
Long Rod, Fat Frank, Stiff Peter, Stiff Peter. I'm gonna let you.
200.
Hey, how you doing, yo?
What?
Yo, how you doing?
What?
How you doing, woman?
What?
How you doing? You speak English?
Yeah, I speak English.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Yo, you don't say hi when you answer the phone?
What?
Yo, smile a little bit for me on the phone, girl. I like that. Come on. Yo, what time is y'all open till? What time is y'all open until? What time is y'all open until, I said?
12:30.
What time is it now? I lost my watch.
Huh?
What time is it now?
It's about 10 something.
All right, so I can come in there right now?
Bye-bye.
Then what kind of cold beer are you got? I'm just going to say bye-bye like that, fucking cunt, stupid. Hey, I know you're listening. Stupid bitch didn't even hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Damn you. Well, that's annoying. Anyway. You can't hang up on me, baby. I don't go nowhere.
Well, that was a colossal failure. I'm being informed by Nunu, that's right, that there is a feminist women's studies conference at the Oakland Marriott City Center in Oakland, California. A women's studies conference, feminist women's studies conference, okay. And he sent me actually information on some of the attendees. A Gwendolyn Mink, who is a professor of women's studies at Smith College. Andrea O'Reilly, associate professor in the School of Women's Studies in New York. What the hell? Bantu Sub... What the hell? Someone's name is Banu Subramaniam. And she's an associate professor of women's studies at University of Massachusetts in Amherst. Jesus God. Accuse them of using their credit for hotel porn and that they'll need to provide another credit card. Well, hey, that's a good idea, buddy. Let's try that right now. Well, let's take this call. Whatever. Whatever you guys want.
Whatever you guys want me to do.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up, S.A.?
Hey, what's up, S.A.? How you doing?
How you doing?
Not bad. Who's this?
I'm not able to disclose that information right now.
Oh, whatever, man. Anyway, what are you up to tonight?
Huh? I don't know, just chilling.
Just chilling?
Who's this Sean Ward person?
Sean Ward, he's this guy, he's got a comic book and he does a show on here sometimes, and he's just calling in to say hi. He's a good guy, he's a funny guy,
And he's a socialist. What else can I say?
No, but like I swear I've heard his name like somewhere that's not on PCU.
He does voiceovers for Fox Kids, you know, the cartoons. He's the guy does the voices like back on Fox Kids, like that. You know, he does that. So but that's where you heard him before.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a famous guy, man. He's very, very famous. Sean Ward.
When has he done the show?
When he does the Sunday nights. He doesn't do it every week because he's a busy guy. He's either in New York filming more audio stuff, or he has a rap album and stuff. So he does a comic book also. He does a lot of things, man. He's on a TV show even. And so when he can do a show, he does it on Sunday nights. Yeah.
Fun way to make a living.
It is a fun way to make a living. He used to be a telemarketer. He was a manager at a telemarketing firm. And he got busted for stealing phone numbers and selling them, and that's how he got into the prank calls. No, I'm not.
I wonder how much money he got off that.
Not much, actually, is what he told me. It wasn't worth it, he said in the end. But now he's got a comic book going, and that it gave him more peace of mind.
Ah,
right.
I don't know. Who would he sell them to? What would he sell them?
Other businesses, you know, other telemarketers.
Oh,
yeah.
Say we do a call when we act like we're Jesus.
Well, who is this first? I mean, are you in the chat room or just listening for the first time?
Yeah, it's BMR.
Oh, BMR. Why don't you just say you're BMR? Why do you gotta be all faggy and stuff?
What?
Please. Is this the first time you call in a show? You never called my show before, right?
No, I did a long time ago.
Oh, okay. All right.
We never did a call.
I don't remember when you did. Hey, we got Yosemite Sams. Wow. Isn't that awesome? What else do we have here? Let's see.
We need like a old white lady.
An old white lady? I got a woman. We got a guy who answered, said his name was Mitch or Rich or Bitch. We got a woman who answered in California. We got a girl named Sierra that answered at a restaurant. We got I don't want to call it a restaurant. We got a black woman who answered at a casino.
Yep, that's what we're calling.
That's who it is, on Bob Hope Drive, the Agua Caliente Casino,
but
the hot water casino.
You're gonna start it off. We're gonna say that her boyfriend stole drug money and act like you're a G.
Okay, I'm not gonna say that anybody stole any drug money, because I'm not about to get arrested for that or get into trouble. That's kind of crazy. You want me to tell them that what now? You gotta be legit. What would you, if I were to put you in a spot right now? What would you tell? What would you ask the black lady at the casino? Okay.
I have no clue.
You have no clue. All right. Well, let me try. Let me see what I can do, and feel free to jump in if you can. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a plan. All right, everybody, hang on. BMR is on the line. And Carlito, and we're going to do a prank call. We'll be right back after this. Hi, is this the casino?
Yes.
Okay, I was just in there.
At the agua?
Yeah, the hot waters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to know if I come in, how many blackjack tables you got?
Okay, let me connect you to someone that can answer.
Oh, cool.
For more cash? This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Look, I want to ask you a question. How many blackjack tables you got right now open?
Right now?
Yeah, right now, man.
I think we have, open tonight, 2, 4, right. 15.
Well, look,
uh-huh.
I have asked a question for you. You know, I want my own private table. What does that take?
You what?
I want my own private table. What does that take, man?
Well, first of all, we only set up a private table for our known players.
Well, I'm known all over the galaxy.
You're lit.
I'm known all over the country. You know who I am?
Oh no.
I'm
I'm Eddie Garcia, yo.
Do you have a player's card with us?
I absolutely do.
Scarface is coming down.
I absolutely do, sir.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we do. We do private tables.
Now, I'm kind of weird. I can only have, first of all, a woman with blonde hair for a dealer.
No, sir, I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Well, can you at least guarantee me this, that the man who is the dealer will wash his hands before he does the dealing? Do you have the policy you have to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom?
Well, of course.
Okay, because I have this thing about I want fresh cars too, you know. I don't want dirty cars that everyone's been touching, you know, they got germs and stuff, man. I don't play with like that, man. But I don't play with dirty cars, you know what I mean? Now,
okay.
I know I try to bring my own cars once and they kick me out, they say this and that, are you trying to cheating? I say, look, I'm not cheating, okay? If I'm gonna go be cheating, I go to the bathroom, right? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, new deck of cars, and I need a clean person, you know? I don't want any cologne or perfume around the table.
Okay, sir, I can't guarantee anything like
but
that at
this,
all.
But it's nasty, yo. It's nasty. All those people touching it. You know? Why you don't... Can you wipe it down the table, you know, with maybe some Listerine or something?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't help you.
Yo, but why you so dirty?
All right. Please enter the number you wish to call.
That's sad. Are you still there, BMR? I guess not. We lost BMR. Well, hey, how about
please
that?
I guess maybe I did hang up on him. I didn't mean to. But if I did, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, young guy. Young man. Sorry about that. Young man. So that was BMR, and that was my prank call to the Agua Caliente Casino. The Agua Caliente Casino. A Different World 2. Now, I wonder what they do at A Different World 2. Huh. And that's in Pasadena, California, too. Maybe that's the movie that's coming out. I don't know. Constantine says, read my MSN message. And he says, hi, you doing a show? Yes. Phone for my stoner friend. His name is Chris, and he smokes hella weed. And his number is 555 blah 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 blah. Okay. And James Nefarious has sent in a number for a lady working at JK Market who wouldn't sell him any beer. Well, that's fucked up, man. That's racist. That's racist. That's racialist, man. We need to call this conference though. Let's try to get a hold of this hotel. For Nunu, since it is late for him right now, it is past his curfew time. Let's see if I can get a hold of somebody there for him. Grab back, everybody, with the next prank call of the night to the feminist conference.
Good evening, Oakland Marriott. May I have the service? How may I assist you?
Yes, I need to speak to Miss Andrea O'Reilly, please.
Okay. How do you spell the last name?
O-R-E-I-L-L-Y.
O-R-E-I-L-L-Y. E-R-L-L-Y?
Yes. Apostrophe. Don't forget the apostrophe.
Unfortunately, I cannot pull that name up.
Did you put the apostrophe in?
We don't take apostrophe.
You know, but how does she check in? I don't understand.
I try... O, R as in Robert.
Yeah. E.
That's her last name, right?
Yeah.
What's the first name?
Andrea.
No, we don't have this person.
But you're not putting in the apostrophe.
Sir, when just, I put in an apostrophe...
Just try
we
it.
We don't take apostrophe.
Just try it for me, please. Just try
I
it.
I did.
Are you lying to me?
No, sir.
What does it say in the computer now?
Nothing. No name.
Oh, you no see? You name. Didn't even look for it, and you admit it. Come on,
I
please.
I did.
I really...
It did not pull up that name.
I'm going to lose my job. How about Miss Mink? Is Miss Mink there? M-I-N-K?
M-I-M-K?
N like November K.
No.
M like mother, I like spaghetti, N like Robert, K like Samantha. You look like that?
No such person.
How are you? Okay, can we try this again? With the apostrophe this time and Ming? Do you have someone that maybe speaks English that knows how to type?
One moment. Thank you, sir.
I was wondering if you could help me. The lady who was just talking to me was rather rude and was refusing to help me.
I'm sorry, sir.
I need to speak to the professor, and I can't really get a hold of her. I was wondering if maybe you could look her up, see if you can transfer to her, please.
Yes. May I have the person last name, sir?
It's O apostrophe R. Okay. You understand?
Yes. O as in ostrich, R as in rose.
O as in hotel, apostrophe as in apostrophe, R like in spoon. Okay.
Sir, one moment, sir.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the front desk. This is Vanessa speaking.
Vanessa.
Yes.
Hi. Can you help me connect to the professor, please?
Professor who?
Professor O'Reilly. Would you like me to spell that for you?
Okay, yeah. Hold on one moment, okay? Let me just go to a terminal one moment.
Okay, Vanessa.
All right. Spell that for me, please.
Okay. O. O as in hotel. Apostrophe as in apostrophe. R as in spoon. Okay. E as in belt. I as in little. L as in Larry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can we repeat that one more time? I can't quite hear you.
Okay. We have an O.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then an apostrophe.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then an R as in spoon.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
R as in spoon.
R?
Yes, as in spoon.
You just said R.
R as in spoon.
Okay. Sir, we are, you know, we would much appreciate if you please help us with finding in the guest that you'd like to look.
Okay. Miss O'Reilly, you know. She's the wife of Bill O'Reilly. How can you not find her?
Okay. She's not staying in the hotel.
She definitely, she told me to call. She's appearing tomorrow in the conference, and she told me to call. I don't understand. Do you know how to spell spoon?
Yes, I do.
Spell it for me.
I do have a lot of guests in front of me, sir, that need some assistance.
Well, put me on conference call, one of the guests. Maybe she's there or something.
Okay, sir?
Yeah?
I believe that you are just wasting our time.
Ma'am, I really think Miss O'Reilly is actually there in line right now. Can you just ask for Miss O'Reilly, please?
Sir,
really,
I'm going to hang up the phone now.
It would just mean the world to me. Please.
Okay.
Just make it your pleasure to do this for me.
R is in spoon. What a fool. What a fool. She bopped that. I got away with that for a while. That was pretty funny. Sorry, Nunu, but none of those people appearing in that conference apparently are staying at that hotel. That really only worked once for us, and it was a really good once. Star Trek picking technology. What the hell is that? Lonesome Loser has confirmed a number for a Star Trek pigging technology in Texas, and they just answered there. I have no idea what that means. I mean, that's just sick. Star Trek pigging. In the chat room, people are commenting that I was saying O was in hotel and R is in spoon. I called him. She called me on the R. Yeah, she did call me on the R, Clone Homegrown. Very good. Very, very good. R is in spoon. Okay, I'm glad everybody enjoyed that. Little applause for me. How about that? Great. I love to stroke my ego, everybody. What time is it? 11:32. Alright, we have enough time for one more prank call before the break. Let's call Star Trek Pigging Technology. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, Casey.
Hi, is this the pigging technology?
Yeah.
Okay. I was interested in a bit of your pigging technology. I'm really into porking.
But no, it's not available, Tim. Where is this phone call from?
Myself?
Are you in the U.S.?
Yes, I'm in San Francisco at the Yards.
Oh, no, it's 10:30 p.m.
Well, that's fine. We can still talk about porking. It's okay.
Yeah, can you leave your telephone number to me? I will ask a manager to call you back tomorrow.
Okay, well, can you explain just really quick to me before I leave my phone number, and what kind of pigging do you guys do? From behind or from the front?
Pardon me?
Is it from behind or from the front that you guys do it?
Okay, anyway, you can call again tomorrow.
No, but anyway, you can answer me now. Come on. Oh, what are you? Chinese or Japanese?
I don't know what the hell that's all about. The hell's the Star Trek pigging technology shit? Fuck. Fucking bullshit. Bullshit all that, I say. Bullshit to all that. Madman joining us in the chat room. Madman joining us in the chat room. Checking in for the remainder of the show, he says. Madman runs our chat room. And the chat room is at kdkprankcalls.com. Again, the chat room is at kdkprankcalls.com. You can also find it via pcuradio.com, and be sure to check out madhouselive.com. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. It's now 11:35. It's Thursday, June the 15th. I'm going to take a quick break. Give me about 5 minutes, and I'll be back to do some more prank calls for you guys before we head into the weekend unofficially, as I like to call it. The unofficial start to the weekend is the Madhouse. Little taste of what's coming up next. We will be calling the Dunkin' Donuts, home of the Fuck You Bitch Motherfucker guy.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
That guy right there, again, that is.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
I wonder if there's a website, fuckyoubitchmotherfucker.com.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
.com. We'll have to check that out. We'll be calling him next. Right after the break, he's the first guy out. We also have a Hustler Casino, which I'd like to call Hustler Casino in California. I'd also like to see if I can call this A Different World 2 in California, where a black woman answered. And if you have any more suggestions, Lonesome Loser, keep confirming. If you keep me in business, I'll keep doing stuff. And, go to the chat room. Also, feel free to hit me up at Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL Instant Messenger. Again, that's Madhouse Radio. And we're going to take our break now, so stop bothering me. And after I come back from the break, I expect to have a few people call in, so don't forget me. For the time being, I got to go take a piss. We'll be right back after this, everybody. MadhouseLive.com.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them high.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You are watching a master
recording.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. It's 11:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to The Madhouse on a 15th of a June in the year 2006 on a Thursday night. And we're doing our thing, leading you into your Friday, leading you into your end of the week, as we do every week here on PC Radio. You know how we do. That's what the kids say. You know what I'm just realizing? Hey, Athena, this is my birthday show, isn't it? Yeah. I just realized that, everybody. My birthday is next week, and let me toot my own horn. I'm going to be 27 years old. Oh, my God. I'm such an old man. I'm going to die. I'm going to die of diabetes. 27 years old, everybody. Next Tuesday I'll be turning or something. When the hell's my birthday? Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday. And then when we're going out? Wednesday. Wednesday we're going to see Dave Chappelle in Orlando. Athena has brought me an excellent birthday present. She's so in tune with me that she knew that Dave Chappelle was going to be in town, and she figured it'd be a great gift idea, and sure enough, she can't keep a secret, but she told me, and hell yeah, I've got that to look forward to next week. I'm going to be seeing the man himself, Mr. Dave Chappelle, in concert in Orlando live. That's awesome. Thank you, by the way. I love you. And she says I love you, too. Lonesome Loser says that apparently the Star Trek pigging technology company is for laying pipelines. I don't get it. How do you get laying pipeline by calling your company Star Trek pigging technology? I really don't get it. Earthlux says I should have some weed to smoke. And yes, I do. I do have some weed to smoke. I'm trying to fix... Hey, Athena! Can you get my poker from over there? If you don't mind? Thank you. I left the, I've got a dirty bowl. I gotta clean it out before I continue with the smoking. Thank you very much. And thank you to Andy for saying I'm gonna have a happy fat birthday. Isn't that nice of him, baby? He's such a great friend. And Madman, of course, also says happy birthday, so great. And the phone's ringing. Who could it be? We're playing Earth Dog's song that he sent in.
Jesus, God.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, damn, I got the wrong number.
No, you're fine, man. How you doing?
What's up, bro?
Not much. What's up? Clone homegrown, I presume, right?
Yes.
Good deal, man.
Happy fucking 27, man.
Yeah, 27, man. I can't believe it. 27 years old, man. How old are you? You're 27 too, right? Or 26?
No, 28.
Man. You're 28? Okay, so you've been here before. What's 27 like? What do I have to look forward to or not?
Just make sure that you loosen up your arm every time you go to wipe your ass.
Okay, all right.
Because it starts getting old in the joints.
Okay, I got to be careful with the old hip too.
Yeah, the hip's a big bad thing.
Yeah, it starts cracking.
I want to replace that at a young age.
And I want to say, yeah, I want to keep that for the 40s for sure.
Yeah, you at least want to save it till you're 83.
There you go, good old man voice. That's awesome, man. Look at you.
Thank you, Sonny.
Yeah, so where's my bong hit, man?
Hang on.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much. Wouldn't it be the same without that, man? And my cell phone's going off. Oh, it was work. Tired of that shit, man. Tired of work. You know what I mean? Do you work?
I'm about to start Monday.
You're going to start Monday? Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be a chef?
Huh?
You're going to be a chef, a cook? What are you going to do? Are we allowed to know?
Fucking electrician.
Electrician? Nice. There you go. Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Good for you, man. Good for you. I know somebody who started his own business. Well, that's good. You've been doing electrical work for a while?
I needed the helper. Huh?
You've been doing electrical work for a while? Or is this your first time out?
No, I've done it before.
Okay. Good deal. And how's the old lady treating you?
She's alright.
That's good.
She got listening on the headphone.
Oh, that's good. She was pissed at you last week, wasn't she?
I don't even remember, man.
Man, that was 6 days ago, man. What are you talking about, man? What? Well, it's awesome to hear from you, dude. I was gonna ask you something about Texas.
And that fucking, the R starts with a spoon, which is hilarious, dude.
Yeah? You like that?
Yeah.
R is in a spoon. I thought about doing that for a while.
She finally called you on it, though.
Yeah, I went through three people and they finally figured it out.
Yeah, no. That was funny.
That was some crazy shit. Yeah, man. I've honestly thought about doing that in the past and thought it wouldn't be funny, and I said, what the hell, tonight I did it. Hey, it worked out pretty well. That might be a new thing. Watch out for that,
yeah,
man.
It reminds me of calling Walmart and going through every department.
There you go. I haven't called Walmart in a while. I just get put on hold for so long, though. It doesn't work for the show. I'd have to do it, you know, in the off time and record it and cut it up.
Yeah.
You know, because if not, you sit here. It's a good time. If I'm having a slow show, I might do it, waste some time. It's a good idea.
You want to do a prank?
Let's do that. Hell yeah, let's do that. Let me tell you what I got here. And Lonesome Loser saying happy birthday. Thank you, man. I've got a convenience store named Smacks. And I have...
What? Convenience store?
Yeah, it's called Smacks Convenience Store. In Omaha, Nebraska. We also have a place called Better Than Naked. It's a custom shirts and hats, apparently, that they make there. And we still have that A Different World, too. I have no idea what that is. And I got a few restaurants. I got a Fat Tuesday at Fridays. We've got a casino here if you want to call. Fat Tuesday?
Yeah.
Alright, we can do that. Let's see how that works out. Alright, let me hook that up. Hang on, everybody. We got Clone Homegrown coming through with a prank call for us in just a second. We'll be right back.
Thank you for calling Fat Tuesday. St. Louis is home of the 190 Octane. Join us this week every day starting at 5 p.m. with great drink specials.
Master's got to answer the phones. What's got to happen? Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tried, dude. You know
Hello.
What else can I say? Well, thanks for calling, as always. I expect to hear from you next week.
Have a good one.
All right, old man. Take care now.
Peace.
All right, peace, man. Clone Homegrown from the chat room, everybody. Cloned Homegrown. Visit clonehomegrown.com. And you can check out his bio and his pictures. He has nice pictures. Very well-made pictures. Yes. And, yeah, man. 27 years old. What can I say? Poop is asking about suck a pit bull's dick. Whatever that's all about. Whatever you want to say, dude. Whatever floats your boat, whatever melts your butter, man, we'll play for you tonight. I'm surprised you're not begging for racist music tonight like you normally do. And I probably just started it right now. Okay, I don't know why we had a drum roll there, but we did. Let's play some music. How about that? Okay. Much better. Let's keep going. Lonesome Loser has sent in numbers, as I said, Butt Naked Entertainment, where a black guy answered. We also have Better Than Naked, we said before. We also have that Smacks convenience store. What else is going on over here? Okay. Constantine has sent me a number for his stoner friend. We also have that available. BMR is out of the picture. Earth Dog sent in a song. That's right. And I didn't play it, my bad. Let me get that for everybody, because I'm sure we're excited. I'll play that in a second, Earth Dog. Don't worry. Don't you worry, dude. And let me get over here and figure out who I'm going to call. A Different World 2. We're right back with that call in just a second, everybody. Hang on.
A Different World, may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
It's good.
Who did you want to speak with?
I wanted to speak to the Sinbad.
Oh, yeah, the wrong number.
Is this A Different World too?
Yes, but who do you want to speak with?
Do you guys cut hair there?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
the barber's not here. He's gone for the evening.
Do you cut woman's hair?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Do you do shaving there?
Do we what?
What kind of service? You have massages?
Huh?
They had the massage?
No.
Where's the different world one? What did it burn down in the riots?
Bye. I'm sorry. We can't help you.
But I love you. Don't hang up.
Bye.
I love you, please. Oh. She doesn't love me. She doesn't love me, Athena. Is that okay with you? Are you asleep, bitch? Jesus.
Back to the show. And the music keeps repeating itself. I don't know why. I don't know what to tell you all. What else can we do? What else can we do? That was a different world too. Psycho City Tattooing. In Lancaster, California.
Go City.
Hey, is this the tattoo place?
This is the tattoo place.
Until when is open?
Until 10?
Until 10? What time is now?
It's probably like 9. Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 8:49.
When's the last time you checked that clock, man? When's it calibrated last?
When was the last time I what, man? I can't hear you.
When's the last time you calibrated your clock?
Calibrated what?
When you last time you calibrated your clock.
My clock?
Hey, the one you just read.
Oh, man, I don't even know. I'm late everywhere. I don't usually use that method.
Oh, but no, I don't want y'all to close the doors. I'm always late too, you know. I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I lose jobs after a week.
Ah, man, I keep all mine.
You keep all your women?
Yep, most of them.
What about your men?
Nah, I ain't into that.
I'm not either. I'm just saying if you did, it's okay. You can tell
it's
me.
Cool, man, if you want some of mine.
No, no, yeah, you got some women you can hook me up with.
What do you want?
I don't know. You got anything in the Asian range?
Nah, not really.
That sucks.
Did in high school, though.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Good for you. You got that yellow fever in high school, huh?
Yeah, I outgrew that mess up.
Yeah, hey, man, how clean are the needles, man? I don't want any dirty needles if I'm going down there.
Dude, man, we autoclave everything. It's sterile.
Do you wash your hands, too?
I wash my hands more than anybody.
How many showers do you take a day?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
Would you consider maybe taking a third one before I got tattooed? No?
If we had a shower here, maybe.
No, but, you know, just when you first come into your shift and, you know, you take your shower and everything and you purify yourself with, you know, the incense and... You take some golden seal in the morning.
Chakras and stuff like that?
No, just take some golden seal in the morning and stuff and some fiber the day before and clean yourself
out.
Up. You know, you clean yourself out nice and quick and then that.
All right, yeah, man, I'll consider it. When you coming in?
In a few hours.
Man, we're going to be out of here in a couple hours.
Oh, just wait, man, wait for me. I'll make it worth your time, man. What do you got to do? What time are you staying up until tonight? You going out to the bar?
No, we're open until 10.
You're open until 10, but what else you got going on tonight, though? Yourself, personally?
Tonight?
Yeah.
You
got an old lady to go back to?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, man, she's picking me up.
Where's she taking you to? Olive Garden?
Nah, man, We eat high quality. We go down, like, down below.
Red Lobster? Oh, you're going down there.
Yeah.
You're going down there to eat?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How's she good at that?
She pays me good money.
All right, well, she pays you money.
Yep.
Well, that's good. That's good. You must be very talented, man.
Yeah, I've been practicing since, like, 8th grade.
8th grade?
Yep.
Wow, you like that fishy smell, huh?
Nah, dude, you put a Jolly Rancher in your mouth, you're straight.
Apple Jolly Rancher?
It don't matter.
What's your favorite Jolly Rancher when you're going down south?
Watermelon.
Watermelon? Watermelon?
Yeah.
No, man. Watermelon's the nastiest Jolly Rancher of them all.
Dude, but down there it don't matter. As long as it ain't like halibut, you're straight.
Halibut. You know, this one time I did that and the Jolly Rancher got stuck up in the hair and melted.
Oh, dude, that's why there's no hair.
Yeah, but you can't always control that.
That's why you pick them better.
I don't know. Maybe you could teach me. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Lessons are free for the first week.
Well, let's do that shit. You know, I'll go buy you some drinks, and you show me how, and we'll touch each other and everything.
9, down for that. Remember the whole, like, no guys conversation?
No, but I thought maybe I could try.
Nah, you ain't got enough money to buy me that many drinks.
I've got a lot of money.
There's not enough alcohol in Lancaster.
We're not going to use alcohol.
You're not going to be using alcohol?
We're going to drink ethanol.
I don't even know what that is, but it doesn't sound nice.
It's the hot shit now.
It's hard? Is that what the cool kids drink?
No, it's what the new cars are taking, but it fucks you up pretty good too, man.
Oh, all right.
I got an ethanol Mercedes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man, it gets 42 miles.
That's enough of a line right there. You use that, and you won't, like, well, not for me, but for like other guys,
yeah,
that might work.
Hey, man, 42 miles to the gallon, man. Does that turn you on? You like that?
Not yet.
Maybe not yet. Come
on. You got spinners on it?
I'm working on it.
Get the rims, man.
I don't like the spinners, man. They waste a lot of gas.
Ah, all right.
I don't keep anything in there except for my... I've got my driver's license, my passport's in there, and fucking the owner's manual's in there, and that's about it.
You just keep it light?
Yeah, and then I keep a strawberry blunt in there, and that's it. That's all I need.
Nice.
Yeah. So you gotta roll. Nice and easy, you waste less gas, and the cops don't give you shit, man.
Yeah.
So let's do that. Come on, let's just do the sex thing.
Oh, no, man, I'm not interested. My old lady get mad at me.
Well, what areas will you not tattoo on me so we just know going into this?
Oh, I ain't even a tattoo artist.
You're not a tattoo. What are you? Do you just answer the phone? You clean the floors?
No, I'm a piercer.
Oh, you pierce?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man. How many piercings you got yourself?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm about 13.
13?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what they say about the skinny chef, right?
Oh, I don't even got that done.
I don't know, man. That's not a lot. 13, that's pussy shit, man.
Yeah.
It must not be that good.
Probably not. You need all the bells and whistles and shit. All
right, well, I think I'm making you fall asleep.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I got customers anyways.
All right, well, you tell your customers thank you for being on the air. Thank you for being on the air, too, man.
See.
All right, asshole.
And
that was a piercer. I was, that was Zolar, everybody. Zolar. Zolar the piercer. Zolar pierces people, apparently. I don't know what that's all about. Zolar sends me a number to Tara and says, don't mention him. Okay. Your secret is good with me. Oh, here he is now anyway.
Matt Huff Radio, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Zolar speaking. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's up, Zolarski? How you doing, man?
I just walked away from the phone. I left it on, you know, automatic redial, and I was going to go fucking take a leak, and then, of course, it hits me with the other guys off the phone. Time to talk to Carlito fucking ring.
Of course. That's awesome. That's awesome. So how's your week been, man?
Well, that's none of your fucking business, bro. I just called to say happy birthday.
Oh, you're an ass. Yeah, well, thank you. You're an ass for saying that. Thank you very much, Zolar. Thank you very much. It's not my birthday yet, but it will be soon.
Yeah, well, it'll be mine, too.
Well, good. Well, happy birthday. You're a Cancer, then, I assume.
Well, actually, I was born on the cusp between Gemini and Cancer.
Well, me, too.
Get out of here. What's that?
620.
No, dude, you can't. That's not the cusp. 621 is the cusp.
Oh, bullshit. I'm a cusp, man. I'm enough of a cusp.
Dude, you go look in the newspaper, your two local newspapers. One time they're saying the 21st of June is Cancer, and one time they're saying it's Gemini.
Yeah. I guess, whatever. I read it's the cusp. I got this big book at Barnes & Noble.
My birthday's cooler than yours.
I get, whatever, because you're crazy. Well, you split into three, a Cancer, then the two Geminis or whatever. I don't buy the
card. Right.
Yeah, so you're the 21st. Well, that's awesome, man. Good for you, man. That's great.
That is good. We're still alive. We're healthy. Life is grand for me. I'm happy.
I'm happy for you. What do you got going on for your birthday, man? I'm going to see Dave Chappelle. What are you doing, huh?
Actually, I don't think I've... been let on to any plans. My girl, fortunately, or maybe unfortunately in my case, is able to keep a secret.
Oh, really? That's good. Yeah, my girl can. She got it. I got the tickets. I'm like, man, where's the surprise in that? You know?
Yeah, I'm just like your girl. I'm totally like Cena. Like, I can't hold a secret. Like, if I get something from my girl, bro, I can't hold on to it for more than, like, maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, it drives me crazy because I'm good at keeping the secret, and she'll beg me, like, if it's a birthday or Christmas or something. The whole month before, she's asking me, you know, every second, what'd you get me for Christmas? What'd you get me for my birthday? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, she finally purses it out of me. And I don't like that. I like to have a surprise. Then I have to end up getting something else, so that there is some kind of surprise. And then in the end, I end up going to the dollar store and picking up a candle holder, and that's the only surprise I get because everything else I've had to tell her.
Well, isn't that dollar store great though? They got all kinds of shit. Like if you need like fucking a hairbrush, they got it.
Yeah. You know,
if you're low on dough and you need shampoo, they got a whole big half gallon of it for a dollar.
Yeah, and there's nothing, you know, for me, here's the thing, I go to the dollar store for toilet paper, because to be honest with you, you know, I don't put that much effort and get that much use out of toilet paper except for what's the function, to wipe your ass, right? I'm going to pay the cheapest I can for that, you know, as long as it's not that sandpaper Scott towel stuff, you know what I mean? I don't see a problem with going and spending a dollar on a roll of toilet paper or three, whatever. I get like three for a dollar, and it's comfortable toilet paper, and that's it. I don't need to go out and get the best toilet paper out there. I don't spend that much time wiping my ass every day that I have to get the Cadillac of toilet paper. You know, I don't, you know, stuff like that. You know, I get my.
Well, I agree with you on the toilet paper. I couldn't care less what the quality is. It's only for, you know, getting the shit off my anus.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm the same way about shaving cream.
But on the other hand, altogether, I make sure I have baby wipes with me. Like, at my house, on the toilet bowl, there's baby wipes. So I only wipe myself to get the bulk of the shit off, and then I use a baby wipe to make it clean back there.
Oh, that's really clean. You know, I thought about doing that, but I thought it was gay.
No, I might be gay. I do a lot of gay things.
Well, it's metrosexual, I guess. You could say it's metro or something. I guess, you know, I've thought about it, but I was afraid of what people would say if they came in my place and saw a thing of baby wipes on top of my toilet. They'd be like, "What was he?"
Well, let me put it to you this way: say me and you are walking down the street, right?
All
right. Okay, say it.
Me and you are walking down the street, right?
Anyway, and you trip over something and fall down onto the floor, and your hand goes in a pile of shit.
Oh.
Right now, right. I hand you a clean handkerchief, cloth, and I say, "Here you go," and you wipe all the bulk of it off. Is your hand clean?
No, it's not clean. It's still got
shit on. So if I pull out a baby wipe and say to you, would you like to use this, would you use it?
Well, hell yeah, it'll get it clean.
Right, and it would clean that hand that was primarily full of shit, right?
A lot better than just rubbing it with a shitty handkerchief.
Right, so why would you just let your ass be wiped, you know, with a fucking towel or a piece of paper or something? You know the residue is still there. You're just taking off as much as you possibly can. It's best to clean your hole out properly.
That's right. You got a point. I use woolline on
my
asshole.
My girl goes down and licks my balls and sniffs around a little bit, and then of course she tries to put her tongue in my ass sometimes. If it doesn't smell good, she doesn't do the blowjob anymore.
Really? Oh, she's like that now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, man, if she smells them a little funky down there, she'll tell me, you know what? Go take a shower. I'll be inside.
Oh, really? See, you got her used to that, man. You got to get her out of that habit. You definitely got.
I kind of like it because I don't want to kiss. You know, anything dirty, so I would rather me be clean, too, especially if she's going to be down there.
Yeah, so you kiss afterwards, you don't have a problem with that?
Well, no, initially, you know what I do? I've always conquered that. What I do is I immediately, like, you know, go for the big hug and quick kiss and, like, how great it was, and I love you, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to run to the bathroom. And then I jump up and I go to the bathroom, I do my thing, I wait around 5 minutes, and then, of course, by the time I get out, she's dying to go in the bathroom, and she rushes right in, and she cleans all up, and then it's never the after kiss.
Okay, very good. So that's how you do it, kids out there. That's exactly how you do it.
And that's how you wipe your ass now. See, you learned two things on Carlito fucking Madhouse tonight.
Right, how to wipe your ass and how to get out of kissing your girl after she goes down on you.
Great. Go for the big hug where, like, you know, you're looking behind her, or, you know, you got your face shoved in a pillow and you just tell her, oh, my God, how great that felt, and talk shit for about, like, maybe 10 to 15 seconds and say, oh, my God, let me run to the bathroom. And then you run into the bathroom like you got to pee real bad, and then you do what you got to do in there.
Good.
Clean up.
Good idea. Good advice. Hey, you want to do a prank call before we go, or you want to just...
That's initially why I called, other than to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me. Thank you,
Zolar. Well, what's the matter? You have nothing to talk to me about?
No, we have plenty to talk about. You're coming back in the fall. I see you're spreading around the word, huh?
Yeah, totally, man. I'm going to be coming back right after summer's over in the fall when it starts to, you know, feel a little cooler out, and I'll be home more often. Not that I'm not home now, but I'll be willing to do a show then.
Okay.
And did you hear the big news on KDK's show last night?
You know what? I missed it. I had to go to sleep early last night. What happened? What did I miss?
Well, KDK fucking offered up his skills to go on to the Howard Stern show and fuck Siobhan.
Oh, the eye fucking thing?
No. That was done by somebody else. Okay. They didn't even let the guy do it. They told him to forget. Siobhan is the transsexual. She had her penis turned into a vagina.
Ooh, okay. So, he's going to do like the missionary style with a transsexual then.
Missionary, you know, doggy, whatever, man, the fucking whole nine yards. He's going to bang the shit out of it.
And okay, I mean, how sure are we that he's going to get in? Are you putting in a good word for him, or what's going
to
happen?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Gary fucking on Monday, because they called me up and told me, let's talk about it. I want to make sure before we talk about it on the air that this guy's definite and this and that and the other thing. And Monday we're going to have a little chit-chat about the whole thing and arrange it.
Okay, that's awesome. Good, man. Maybe that'll get us a plug. That KDK is about to become famous, everybody.
Not only that, but he's going to get to, you know, like, he's going to be on demand, you know, Howard TV, and
right.
He'll be able to plug the website there, and mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot of fucking people come crawling around at first, so we got to start fucking, I'm going to start doing shows right away after his appearance, and we're all going to have to step it up a little bit.
Exactly. Hopefully we can get the Shoutcast problem fixed. I don't know if you know about that, but there are rumors that it's...
I'm not aware of it.
You're not aware of it? This is a problem. It's hard to find the stream live as it is now. We're working on getting it fixed. KDK is working on getting it fixed. Thank you, KDK. You're doing a great job, everybody. Everybody. Zolar, you do a great job, too. How about that prank call? You ready?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Let's see what I got here that came in recently. I've got a tattoo parlor, and I got a place called Psycho Charlie's. That's what I have
Didn't
recently.
Did you just talk to a tattoo parlor?
Yeah, that was Psycho City Tattooing. This is Psycho Clown Tattoos in Texas.
Yeah, all right, cool.
We can do that. I got Butt Naked Entertainment also in California, Sherman Oaks.
All right, let's do that.
All right, a black guy answered there, and we'll do that now. Hang on, everybody. Zolar with a prank call. We'll be right back after this.
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
B&E.
Hi, good evening. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How can I help you?
I'm looking to get me some work. I'm going to be in town for a couple of weeks, and I was hoping your facility would be able to put me up. I need to get some money.
Oh, no. We actually entertain women.
Oh, I see. I could come down there and give all you guys
a blowjob.
I'm sure you probably can, but I really do believe that you called the wrong number.
Yeah, but all you male dancers are faggots, aren't you?
What's that?
I said all you male dancers are faggots, aren't you?
Each and every one of us, man. How can you tell? Have a good night. Best of luck to you.
How much wait. How much cock can you get in your ass?
Oh, what a bitch. She hung up. A black guy. A black guy works for Butt Naked Entertainment. Imagine that, Zolar.
I couldn't imagine.
What's this role coming to?
He's on welfare, though.
Yeah. Again, at least he's not
on welfare. The number you wish to call.
And he probably doesn't have any kids. Let me try him myself. Hang on here.
What's up, ladies, and thank you for calling B&E, where the party never stops. All of our agents are on the phone right now taking care of booking, but please leave a message.
Okay, that's pretty good. All right, Zolar, it didn't work out as planned. We tried. You want to try one more?
What exactly do you mean it didn't work out as planned? My fucking phone call killed.
Your call was good, but my call didn't work. The guy didn't answer.
So how does that make it us? Like, we failed. I thought I did fucking terrifically.
You did perfectly. Let me give you some applause.
All right, so in that case, I'll just fucking get up the phone while I'm batting 1,000. You go back to doing fucking bad.
Relax. Well, you got a weed or something? What's wrong?
You really take me serious.
I know. I'm just kidding. You got a weed, seriously? Or are you doing plenty? How's your knee, man? What's up with that?
No, you know what happened was the initial fall hurt my knee and my elbow, but it turns out that as that heals, I have a bad back and neck problem.
Oh, man. That's horrible. I got a bad back myself.
Well, Well, it's mostly in my neck, and it's making a lot of discomfort because I can't really sit, I can't really stand, I can't lay down. It's like, you know, you got to do intervals of those things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
But they gave me some really good drugs. I'm taking this oxycodone shit.
Oxycodone.
Some other crap called cyclobenzaprine, and fucking, I feel pretty good, and I'm smoking lots of pot. I have that always.
Cyclobenzaprine is good. I got that myself, actually.
I don't know what it is, though.
It's good. It's a muscle relaxant, I believe. I believe that's what it is.
Excellent.
Or something. Excellent. It relaxes something, and it feels good, so hell, why not do it? With the Oxycontin, that's the stuff I was telling you. That's hillbilly heroin. That's some powerful stuff if you snort it. You gotta be careful with that, though. It's really addictive. I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, well, it's only like 60 pills in the bottle. I'm not gonna get addicted off of doing it for a month.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I hear it's powerful stuff, but regardless.
Well, I appreciate the beware, and let me tell you once again, happy birthday, and I hope you and Tina have a good time on the town, and I'll be speaking to you sometime in the future, my brother.
Right on. We'll catch you here soon, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Salam alaikum. Everybody check out Zola Vision coming in the fall. It's my birthday on the 21st, so I'll do a Friday show right after my birthday.
That's awesome.
Find out when the Friday after the 21st, I will do a definite show.
So next Friday, then, a week from tomorrow. Watch out. Zolar Vision coming back for a special birthday edition. Zolar, happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you very much. And
right.
You as well, my
all
friend.
All right, peace out.
Good
later,
night.
Man. White power.
White power to Zolar. Wild power to everybody. And there it is. The ever-controversial Zolar Vision show will be back on a week from tomorrow. Apparently, you heard it here first on the Madhouse. MadhouseLive.com. Is the website. The last prank call of the night is coming up now. We're going to call the Arab guy at the Dunkin' Donuts in Michigan. Our favorite Arab motherfucker. This guy right here, as a matter of fact.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
That's the one, everybody. We're going to call him right now. We'll be right back after this. Hang on. Okay, and he's not answering. So I tried to call him again. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe he just knows we call on Thursday nights. I don't know what it is, everybody, but I didn't get a hold of him. But hey, it's the end of the show. Thank you, everybody who listened tonight. Thank you for everything. Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. Thank you every time. This song again. Anyway. Okay, quick shout-outs here, of course. Be sure to listen tomorrow night to something on the air. Perhaps Dr. Lego will go on. Dr. Lego and his mental discrepancies. That'll be sometime tomorrow. Evening, around 9 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to catch that, hopefully. Other than that, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern is the flagship show of PCU Radio. That's KDK's Lunatic Fringe, 10 p.m. Eastern, preceded by Jupe's Monkey Phone's Retard Night on Saturday. That's Saturday. What else? Sunday, perhaps a Sean Ward appearance. Sean Ward, who called earlier tonight. Sean Ward on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, when he does a show. And Tuesday nights is Cable's Crazy Talk at 10 p.m. Eastern. And also, Wednesday nights, KDK does his Cycle Babble show at 10 p.m. Eastern as well. So that's that. Well then. So as I said, we're going to call it a night here, everybody. Be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com. Be sure to visit KDKPrankCalls.com and PCURadio.com. Thanks to everybody who called in tonight. We had Tuck and the Dead in some respects and two foreigners. And we had, who the fuck else did we have? Zolar called in. We had Andy called in. Thank you, Andy, for calling in. We'll catch you here next week. Be sure, everybody, to catch that. Clone Homegrown and BMR and everybody else. What else do we have going on? Sean Ward called in. Thank you, Sean Ward. And a thank you to Lonesome Loser in the chat room who conferred many numbers for us tonight that we called. Couldn't do it without you. And, of course, thanks to Poop who sent in a number that we tried to call and everybody else who sent in numbers and whatnot. Nunu, thank you very much for your help also. You're probably sleeping by now. But thank you, Nunu. Nunu. Big Nunu. And that's going to call it for us. We're going to be here next week again in full force. Until then, I bid you adieu, assalamu alaikum, and peace out. And I'll play Earth Dog song after this.
Get the fuck in the motherfucking day.
Who the fuck is he? Black, who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Black, who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Really?
I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me.
Oh, what the fuck you doing?
My kick your treat, man. We're gonna straight beat your butt, Brady.
I'm gonna have
Brett. Nah, I
heard that. What the fuck is you?
Oh, God. Man, you're gay, man.
Herbert.
Man, you let y'all know who you is, bro.
What the fuck is you? You fucking Herbert.
He don't want to do
it. Like,
yeah, he scared me. Oh, no, I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry.
Dude.
I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on, Black.
On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying, yeah.
Nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that's fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't. But I'm not gonna.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is this?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, I'm gonna blackmail you.
I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turkey ass motherfucker, where you from now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You there, help,
my Jive turkey motherfucker.
Who you speaking to, son? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge, you guys? Take somebody over here to the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch. Than your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
It's probably a nigger, man.
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking fifth of private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
Three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You call
right.
Cracker.
Okay.
I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you just...
Man, I'm crazy, man. I'm right here.
To give it up, we don't give a fuck what y'all think is what the life.
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit.
You stupid bitch.
Please enter your
Mahalo.
Aloha, man.
I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying? And I like chicken. You out to Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I
can't. Though.
Even though, guys.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm sitting on you, okay? No problem.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah. I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of.
This is what you do, like talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
Not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!